Hi, welcome back to NAR's President's Podcast. I'm Ron Phipps, your 2011 NAR President. I'm delighted to be with you this week. Obviously, we are dealing with something called weather in much of the country, but we're realtors, and we know how to endure and survive. Hopefully, we are looking at a spring in the near future, not just a spring on the calendar, but also a spring in our economic cycle as we have been through a very long winter. To that agenda, I really want to share with you that the leadership team has been working very diligently on lots of different fronts to really engage the people responsible for the flow of capital. I did share with you, we had met with Freddie, Fannie, senior people from Chase, people from Wells Fargo, people from Bank of America. We completed our cycle and had our fourth meeting with the people from Citibank. And in some ways, it was probably the most productive of the meetings we had, in part because we learned the questions to ask. We spent a lot of time together talking about the challenges of origination, the challenges of foreclosure, and the challenges of short sales. What we were most encouraged about is an acknowledgement by the senior people in the mortgage department at Citi that the pendulum has, in fact, on the credit side, swung too far. That they acknowledge that creditworthy people are having difficulty getting mortgages that should be able to get mortgages. We really view that as important because it does suggest that at least they acknowledge the problem, and that positions us to move more toward an equilibrium in the marketplace. And you might recall that in our last podcast, we talked about the fact that we finished last year with 4.8 million sales. Lawrence Young, our chief economist, did some analysis and said, well, based on what the average credit score is now versus where it had been, about 15% of the potential market doesn't have access to mortgages. What that means for you and me is instead of 4.8 million sales, we could have had as many as 5.5. We view that as very, very hopeful because we both know that a dynamic market in real estate is one in which we have somewhere between 5.2 and 5.5 million sales. This acknowledgement by Citibank suggests that we can get there by making still responsible, appropriate mortgage decisions to give credit-worthy people mortgages. I'll also share with you that we met with the Undersecretary of Treasury, a gentleman named Jeff Goldstein. There's a possibility he may actually be the new head of FHFA. The head of that organization is a person named Ed DeMarco. And you remember that organization is the one responsible for overseeing Freddie and Fannie. So it has a very, very important role in its influence on the flow of capital through the GSEs and into the mortgage markets that you and I need. And the final person that we're on schedule to meet is Elizabeth Warren, who is the Obama administration's lead person on the new Consumer Protection Agency. In short, we are trying to meet everyone and anyone who is related to our core business. And we're working diligently to make sure that the flow of capital that you and I both need so that our customers can buy houses and our sellers can sell houses, that flow is reliable, that the river is deep enough that we can navigate and, frankly, do well. Finally, I'd like to let you know that we had a town hall meeting a week ago. It's the first of a series we're doing. We, as the volunteer leaders, were learning how to do it. We were pretty excited about the response. And one of the things that this particular podcast doesn't do is acknowledge that we're really spending time listening. Because while we share a common heartbeat, we walk in the same streets and we breathe the same air, we actually, as leaders, want to make sure we continue to be great servant leaders and listen to what your needs are. This is the conclusion of this edition of the NAR Presence Podcast. Don't forget to check the Presence Report on Realtors.org for all the latest news from your leadership team. And once again, thank you. Be proud to be a realtor. We are getting through these times, and spring is on the horizon.